Friday the 22nd of May, Kof Ches Iyo, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, De Golim.
In this week's Sedra, the Torah starts first with counting the year. Followed on comes the next parsha, in the from Shlishi onwards, the parsha of the De Golim. The parsha exactly how the Eden travelled, three Shvatim on one side, three on each side, which we'll soon come to. But a question is asked by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Why does the Torah wait to be Mesada the Degolim a whole year from when they came out of Mitzrayim? The Torah writes at the beginning of the Sedra, when did this happen? This happened, says the Torah, Bashona Ashenis, the second year from when they came out of Mitzrayim. Asks Rabbi Yaakov, what happened from the time they came out of Mitzrayim? The Torah writes in Parshas Bashalach, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael, that the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim armed. How did they come out? With what kind of Seder did they come out at that time? Why was the Torah not Mesada already earlier, the Seder of the Degolim? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Emes Yaakov, the truth is that the idea of the Degolim, which each Degel having its own symbol, and as Chazal say in the Medrash, that each Shevet had its own seal, its own picture, its own design on top of it, that showed that each Shevet had its own aim, each Shevet had its own Sheifa, every Shevet had its own Matorah. That could cause, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Pirud Levovis, meaning divisions. Therefore at that time we didn't institute the idea of the God. But says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, but once they had a Mishkan, which the Mishkan was set up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they had one central theme. Everybody camping round the Mishkan. Therefore, that would not cause any period, as they all had one aim. But before the Mishkan was set up, there was no central spiritual theme. Therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Torah didn't give any degolim, only after the Mishkan was put up, which the Mishkan was put up, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, only then they put up the degolim. Let's now see what the degolim symbolized. If we look in the Torah, first, the Torah writes, on the east side, camped Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zavula. Rabbeinu Bechai writes that these three were the symbol of Torah. Yehuda, the Torah writes, Lo Yosu Shevet mi Yehuda u'machoykeik mi bein raglov, which Chazal say, what does it mean, machoykeik mi bein raglov? That is, Eilu the Talmidei Chachomim. Or Rabbeinu Bechai brings another posik, Li Gilot v'li Menashe v'Ephraim Roshei Yehuda machoykeik, a posik in Tanakh. So the symbol of Yehuda being B'nai Torah. Yisachar brings Rabbeinu Bechai the posik where it says, U'b'nei Yisachar yoydei bina le'itim. They understood the knowledge of seasons. And says Rabbeinu Bechai, Zvulun was also B'nai Torah. The posik says, U'zvulun moishchim ba'shevet sefer. All the people who were B'nai Torah. Come down, says Rabbeinu Bechai, that Yehuda was the symbol of B'nai Torah. Rab Zalman Sorotskin brings this Rabbeinu Bechai. And in Sefer Oznaim LaTorah he asks the Kasha. He says, it's well known that Yisachar was the one who learned Torah. Zvulun was the man, as it says always in the Psukim and B'dei Savoche, who went out to do merchandise. And he gave Yisachar to eat. Zvulun was the one who was supporting Torah. In short, he was busy with commerce, with business. He wasn't the scholar of the Torah. So asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, asked Rabbi Zalman Sorotskin, how do we explain it? Rabbi Zalman Sorotskin's got his way out to answer it. I want to use a word that I once heard to answer this question. The Chofetz Chaim writes that a person who is machzik Torah, since he is the Sibba, that the Talmud Chochem can learn Torah, when he will come, Achameya Be'esrim, to Olam Shel Emes, he'll sit together with Yisocha in the same yeshiva in the Shalmaila. Kumtei state in the Chofetz Chaim, perhaps they bring it from people earlier than the Chofetz Chaim, or in Chofetz Chaim state Mefurish, that the person who's machzik Torah, since he is the Sibba, that he was able, that Yisocha should be able to learn, he'll sit together in the same yeshiva in Olam Shalmaila. But the question is, how will Yisocha been sitting and learning Torah? How will Zvulun, who's been busy a whole life, have all the ideas in Torah? He hasn't learned the whole life. And get into Pesdor and Dor and Pesari. Or how would he be able to come to Maila and learn with the Ribbono Shel Olam in the same yeshiva with Yisocha, which Yisocha has been hovering in Torah? On Torah, is only acquired through Amal, Zvulun. How will he be able to be zeicha to it for a one-time learning? The answer is, the Gemara says in Nida, Dav Lamed Omed Beis, the Avlad, when it's inside the mother, it's taught the whole of the Torah. When the baby comes out, the Vlad out to the world, the Malach comes and gives him a patch. And he forgets the whole Torah. And as the Mephoshim explain, what do you go along and if he's going to be given a patch and forget it all, why did he teach it to him altogether? The Teretz is, now he's got an aim to acquire that Madrega which he's once accomplished. Now, after he comes into this world, he's got an aim to accomplish it with his own work, with his own Amal. The explanation is as follows in this Gemara in Nida. A person is created in this world to toil in Torah. Torah is only niskayim, like the Gemara says in Brochas, Zeis haTorah Odom ki yomuz bo'el, Ein haTorah miskayim, Torah can only stand, only as a kiyum, Elo b'mi, only by the person, Shemeimis atzmoyolel, a person who goes along and toils in Torah. That's why a normal baby who is born, we make him forget all the Torah which he acquired without any toiling. Now that he's come into this world, he starts to toil in Torah with all his koichas, to acquire the Torah which he's forgotten through the patch of the Malach. Based on that, maybe we can answer what we asked. Zvulun, what has he been doing? Zvulun has been toiling a whole life with what? To be able to be Mefanes Yisocha. To be able to let Yisocha learn Torah. Therefore, his toiling, his amal, has been fulfilled with the duty of toiling placed on every person. How? By being Mefanes Yisocha his whole lifetime. Therefore, when he comes back, La'achameh V'esu, to Yeshiva Shemayla, then the Torah which he learnt whilst he was El Uba, while he was then, comes back to him. Why? Because the whole reason we said that we make that a person has to toil on Torah is because we want that he should, we make him forget the Torah, is because we want him to do Omar. Here, by this case, since the Zvulun has done his Omol, how's he done his Omol? By going and being Mefanes Yisocha. Therefore, the limud itself, which he had at the time, through the Malach, what says will come back to him, now after he comes La'achameh V'estrim. And therefore, that explains how Zvulun, La'achameh V'estrim Shona, will be able to go and become a Torah scholar and sit together with Yisocha in the same yeshiva. Because the whole idea that we person forget, as we explained, is in order that a person should do Amal Batayva. He's acquired his Amal Batayva. How? By doing his Amal, by being Mefanas Yisocha. That would be considered his Amal. The Torah says that Biyuda is Rishayna Yisol. Based on what we've said, we understand why Ataka says that Yehuda is Rishayna Yisol. Because the Torah wants to teach us that when a person goes to war, what is our armor? What do we arm ourselves to go to war? Well, not with the sword. We go along and we arm ourselves with Torah. And that's why the Torah writes straight away by Yehuda that Rishayna Yisol, he travels first. That's the side of Yehuda. On the south side, the Torah writes, who goes next? Reuven, Shimon, and God. Say the Mefarshim, that symbolizes humbleness. Another, that he's not a Baal Gaiva. They will see by Reuven, the Gemara says in Seitor, that Zion on the base, that Reuven was made and he wasn't ashamed to say that he did the story of Bilhah. He was the person who was responsible to do that story. Who can do that? Only if a person is an onav, a humble person. If a person is a Baal Gaiva, he'll be ashamed to be made of the MS that he did that Aveva. Next, Shimon. Shimon states in the Torah in passage the Reis HaBlocha, They became Melandim, Seferim, and Aniyim. That job, that person who's Aniyim, and Melandim, that's the most humble person that one can be. Next, God. God was a bit harder to find. How we find humbleness? By Saul quoted that the Pasuk writes in Bereishis HaBrocha, God Gedud Yogudeno Vahu Yogud Okev. Okev is the lowest part of the body, which makes him humble. Therefore we've got Reuven, Shimon, and God, who all symbolize Anivus. Next, on the west side, I've got Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin. Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin all have the one midah of gevura, of might. As the Pasuk says, Lifnei Ephraim uBinyamin uMenashe in Tehillim, Oyra ro es gevura secha. I will be Moira your gevura. And therefore that's the midah of Giboy. Then, on the north side, I've got the Inyan of Don, Naphtali, and Osher. I've got these three. These three could really be that they symbolize wealth. How do I see it? Because Osher, the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis HaBrocha, Me Osher Shemeino Lachmoy. Naphtali, I've got also that the Torah writes by Naphtali, Naphtali tzva rotzoim umole birkas Hashem. Again, showing the union of wealth. Don, Chazal say, from Don came out Yerobam, who made Egle Zov, the two golden calves. How did he come to do that? Is that because he had the too much gold which he was given, that caused that he should come and make the Egle Zohar because he had wealth? Therefore we've got here the four sets of three camps, which the first one is Taylor, the second one is Anivus, the third one is Giboy, and the fourth one is Osher. With that is Mekuyam what Chazal say. Chazal say in the Gemara and the Dorin, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shchinosei HaKadosh Baruch Hu only rests his Shechina on the person who's got four qualities. Chacham, Oshir, Giboy, and Onov. So here, what was the idea of the Degolim? What was the idea of the Degolim as we were Magdim? That they should be around the Mishkan. And what was the idea of the Mishkan? So if the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to rest his Shechina, how can it be, how can it come rest the Shechina? That's only when you got these four qualities. And these four qualities brought to them the idea of the Shechina. The Torah ends off the parsha of the Degolim. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael, and the b'nei Yisrael did kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe, that's what they did. Said the Medrash, Chavivim ha-degolim, the degolim are beloved, livnei ha-mokim, before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Because the Torah says the Medrash, just like it writes by the Mishkan in Parshas Pekudei, every time something happened in the Mishkan, it writes that Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel did it. Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. Here as well, it writes Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. From this, the Medrash compares the Degolim to the idea of Melechus HaMishkan. Says the Menahel of Gated Yeshiva in his Sefer Nachlas Eliezer, what's the comparison of the Degolim to the Melechus HaMishkan? Says the Menahel in Gated Yeshiva, just like the Mishkan, what was its skula? What was the kayach of the Mishkan? It was a mocking of Ashroas HaShchina. Once they went away from the Mishkan, what was the idea that it should be? That a person should still live a life of Torah. Not only when he's mamish inside the Mishkan should he live a life of Ashroas HaShchina, even when he's not, when he's inside, even when he goes out of the Mishkan, his life should also be a life of Torah. Says the Menahel, the same thing was here by the Degolim. The Torah writes, "Kein chonu ledigleim, kein chonu ledigleim, v'chein nasol." That there should be no difference whether they are camping round the Mishkan or when they are traveling. There should be no difference of the ashpor of the Mishkan. Wherever they are, they should go along, and they should have the ashpor. They should have the ashpor of the Mishkan. That's why the Degolim were beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Just like the Mishkan. Because it showed that the Degolim wasn't the place which was mashpia upon them, Kedusha. There was no difference where they were. Wherever they were, they went, they got the Ashpor of the Shin. And to stress my point, what I said before, that Zvulun had the same quality as Yisachar, I saw in Rav Zalman Sorotsky's Chumash that he says he's got a proof. If you look in the Torah, by the four camps, the Torah writes, V'achrinim Kedmo Degal Machne Yudah, V'achrinim Olav Matei Yisachar, then he writes Matei Zvulun. By all the others, when the Torah writes it, it adds on a vav, Matei. For example, by Ruvain, it writes Matei God. By the next one, it also writes Matei. By the next camp, the camp of Ephraim, it writes Matei Binyamin. By Naphtali, it also writes Matei Naphtali. By the first camp, by Yehuda, when the Torah mentions Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, the Torah writes Matei Zvulun. It doesn't write the word Matei. Says Rav Zalman Sorotsky, that if the Torah would have written Umateis Wulan, that would imply that Wulan is an additional person. He hasn't got the same qualities as what Yehuda had and what Yisocha had. Now that the Torah writes Mateis Wulan, it doesn't write and Mateis Wulan, that implies that Zvulun had in him the same qualities, the same ma'ilus as Yehuda and Yisocha had. And that's why the Torah writes Matei. And that fits in with what we said at the beginning. That Zvulun, he was taka zoichera, like the Chofetz Chaim writes. Like the Chofetz Chaim writes, that a person who's Marzik Yedei Torah, when it comes to Acha Meir Ve'es Yom Shona, he is Zoicha not to be a second-class citizen. To be a he mamish becomes, gets the Maila, like Yisocha, to be able to be, and Yehuda. And Yehuda was Bemes, also Malchus. He had Malchus. He had the quality besides Torah, he had Malchus. Zvulun was the same person as Yisocha. And that's why the Torah leaves out the word Vav.
Thank you.